for go-getters and just going to betters. It's the Pre-W. Smith Show with Jeff Sloan on 760 WJR.
All right, welcome back. As we know, tomorrow is Election Day, really important midterm elections. You heard Paul W. and Debbie Dingell earlier talking about the kind of the noise and the pollution and the toxicity associated with elections, misinformation here, and, you know, it's really scary. It really is. And in fact, an NPR survey conducted earlier this year found that 64% of the American population now believes that the U.S. democracy is in crisis and is at risk of failing. Can you believe that?
What was the percentage?
64%.
Wow.
And a lot of this, oh my God, I mean, it's unbelievable. It's a majority of Americans believe that our democracy is in crisis and is at risk of failing. And a lot of it is due to all of this misinformation and the big divisions that it creates, the division in our American population. You know, there are issues that are very polarizing, no doubt about it, and people feel strongly about them, as they should. I mean, that's okay. But when the misinformation, the misleading, the manipulation starts to seep into the election process and people are voting in ways that are not sound, that they're impassioned, they're fueled by rage, they're misinformed in many cases, that becomes really, really dangerous. And so this election marks a lot of things for us. Of course, it marks changing in leadership, voting in new, voting in, again, existing leaders, whatever it may be, whatever your choice may be. We just want the election to be one that really represents the way we as Americans feel and what we believe in, not what we've been unfortunately misled to believe in certain cases. And I think the media certainly is part of that. You know, I think it was Paul that mentioned in his interview just a little while ago, you know, you turn on the news, it's not really the news. I mean, it's in some cases it is certainly. There's still integrity there. But in a lot of cases, it's like a paid opinion.
Yeah.
You know, you turn into one network and you get a very strong view in this direction. You turn into another, you get a very strong view in another direction. And it comes across, the danger is that it doesn't have, for example, what an infomercial is required to have when you're watching television or listening to the radio. And that is an announcement saying, you know, even though you get the fine print, you get the little paid for by whatever candidacy it is at the end of it, whatever it may be, when you hear media really steering people in one direction or another on an issue, there's no disclaimers. You know, there are no disclaimers. It's really, and people are, you know, they trust who they listen to. They trust who they get advice from. And I think the most dangerous of all, by the way, is going beyond media, and that is social media. You begin to find an influencer or someone whose opinion you believe in, or you happen upon an article that appears to be editorial in nature or an opinion, and it's not. And it can be so dangerous, and you wonder why. Does the majority of the American population, 64%, according to an NPR survey, that, by the way, just conducted earlier this year, recent survey, now believes that democracy is in crisis and is at risk of failing?
Well, don't you think, Jeff, the majority of people get their information from social media?
Yes, actually, that's a fact.
Yeah.
Most American adults now, believe it or not, get their information established and base their opinions based on information they get through social media.
Yeah. I mean, a lot of the people have, you know, over the last, I don't even know how many years, have, quote unquote, cut the cord. So they don't have, you know, regular live TV anymore. So it's just internet. And so they're getting their news from social media, or on their email, they're getting them from newsletters from whatever source they're, you know, subscribing to. And that's, you know, can be, not always, but can be dangerous because you're trying to sort through what's really fact from what's just emotional commentary.
Kristen, that's a really strong point, really strong point. And, you know, even going beyond that, the other thing is we tend to, in situations where you cut yourself off or isolate yourself from the, you know, broader availability of information out there, whether it be by cutting the cord and not having television or not listening to the radio, good quality radio, you know, the danger is you tend to then align yourself with people whose views you believe in, you tend to sign up for that newsletter that yep. represents that opinion and that opinion only. And so you're not getting both sides to the story.
That's exactly right.
You're only getting the side to the story that you signed up.
That you want to hear.
That you want
right.
to hear.
That's right. Exactly. That feels good to you. That's
it
right.
It feels good to you. And yeah. that's so dangerous.
It's hard. It's hard. Mark and I were having a conversation offline here, and we were saying that, you know, we recently went on to reread the proposals here in the state of Michigan. And even if you go to the original writing of the proposals, like the legal official writing, wow, are they hard to get through. I mean, I'm a smart,
right, so you need
I'm
someone
a smart
to...
gal, but whoa, yeah. they're hard yeah. to read through. And so no wonder so many people just will do the quick snippets, you know, give me the three bullet points about proposal one, two, or three, you know. It's easier to read that than it is to, you know, go back, look at the original, and then where do you find it? How do you know if that source is credible? It's very, very confusing.
Well, that's, again, another strong point. You're absolutely right. And so when you can't understand what the actual proposal says, what do? Again, like you just said, you turn to some summary of it.
Mm-hmm.
And the source of that summary can many times be cloaked mm-hmm. in... you know, some name that sounds like they really, you know, it's democratic in nature. It's editorial in nature. I don't mean democratic by a party line. I'm just right. saying it's, you know, it's an editorial view that's going to give you an unbiased summary of the information. But oh no, you can stumble upon the wrong thing and led down a path to believe one thing or another because it does come from someone or some group that's taking a strong stand on one side of the issue.
Yeah.
So lots of concern here. We'll see how it all plays out. Hopefully, yeah.
If I'm not here in time, it's because I'm standing yeah. in line tomorrow, in line. Voting, well, taking my time.
You'll be excused because nothing more important than that. We appreciate that. Listen, another thing that's really important is getting to the Paul W. Show in the next hour.
Absolutely.
Ann Thomas, I think we've
Good morning. Good morning.
Got you with us. Yeah, good morning.
Good morning.
So we've got a lot of big names coming on the Paul W. Smith Show this morning, you guys.
As you always do.
Yay.
The biggest names.
Yes. Paul is going to be talking to the former Vice President of the United States, Mike Pence.
Wow.
Yes, yeah. So that's going to be interesting. And then Tom Izzo is starting his first report with us for the new season. Mm. The Spartans are starting their season tonight at the Breslin Center, so that's going to be fun. And then Arn Tellem, the Detroit Pistons mm-hmm. Vice Chairman,
yeah,
he's coming on, and he's always such a great guest. So he's
a great guy. Yeah. What a great guy!
He's a great guy. Yes, absolutely. And then another really interesting guest, Mark Mendola, the vice chairman of the U.S. PwC, and Mark is going to be speaking at the Detroit Economic Club next week. Here's the topic. This is a topic for you, Jeff. Is the talent war reshaping business? Mm.
Well, I can tell you, I think it is, but you know what?
I do too.
We want it. We want to hear more about that for sure. Well, great, great show ahead. Listen, we just talked about Ann, as you know, getting properly informed, getting sound mm-hmm. information.
Yes.
And you guys do such a great job, of course, at helping us understand the issues of the day. And
as do you.
Thank you. Thank you. We appreciate that. Listen, we're going to hand it over to you guys now, Ann. Just right after news, traffic, and weather. Looking forward to your show ahead. And we at the Pre-W. Smith Show are signing off. Have a great day, everybody.